I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Monday, January 11th, 2021. Finally, 2021. And the first good thing to come out of 21 now is to hear the new solo single Chain Smoking from LJ, LeJon Witherspoon from, you guys know, Seven Dust. And, you know, we've all known an incredible singer, incredible metal band. And, you know, he's talked so many months and times about the things that he wants to do as well. You know, we're just hanging out, drinking, and just, you know, he's got this incredible ability. I mean, truly, like, everybody knows he's a great singer. But then you hear this. I mean, really stretching out. You know, people ask why? Because he can.
It's getting harder to breathe. I chain smoking your love. I can't be good for my sanity. I can't be good for my love. I chain smoking your love. The door, and still I'm hanging on to the life we had before. I know this cold love won't lead me to the Lord. Although I'm black and blue, I'm begging you for more. It's getting harder to breathe. I chain smoking your love. Can't be good for my sanity. Can't be good for my lungs. I chain smoking love.
Let me bring him in here. LJ, how are you?
Man, happy new year. Happy new year to all of you guys. I love you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's great to hear your voice. I'm still kind of looking around the corner at 2020.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm definitely giving it side eye still. Yeah. Yeah, you. It's so good, though, man. Because, I mean, I'm just happy for you, man. Look, you never know what a song is going to do, what a song is not going to do. But you know if it's good or not, and if you should be proud of it or not. And that's one of those things that I just like, I'm just proud for you. That's just one of those things that you're always going to be glad you laid that down because it's just such a beautiful piece of music.
Thank you so much, man. You know, the funny thing about that is the cover. I mean, I've never done a lot of covers, and this is something I wanted to, you know, kind of tag on with my solo project that I'm working on still. It was such a pleasure to do. I'll tell you a little short story. I did the vocals at the farmhouse, actually, out there in Baldwin.
Nice.
So that was really special for me. Yeah, it was special for me, but I don't think a lot of people know when I first let this song come out and by Jacob Banks, that the version that me and Sahaj did, there's not one instrument in it. That's nothing but voices, feet being beat. The wah, wah, wah,
yeah.
That's his voice mimicking a guitar.
So I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell until I put the headphones on. When I was just listening through the speakers, I didn't catch it, but you're exactly right.
Oh, yeah, everything from all that, every single note is nothing but our voices. So it was really fun, and it was really cool to hear you say how it's okay to do something different, because what I wanted to do is kind of try to, not in a weird way, but set myself apart
Yeah.
You know,
of course.
For the future. And as I'm growing up and, you know, trying to do things different in the music industry. So it was really fun. And I think it took people back and a lot of shock. You know, definitely going to be people on things talking about late metal. No, it's not.
That's right. You've exactly. But the idea that you shouldn't use the power that you have, it's like having a hot rod or a motorcycle. And you're like, well, you know, the speed limit's 55. You're like, yeah, but this thing's 110. You know, if you've got it, you use it.
Absolutely, man. What a how, you know, it's really fun, and to see the response has been really crazy. And also, you know, me doing it by myself without a record company or a record deal, it just shows that there's a lot of loyalty out there and a lot of people that really dig music, and you know, they're still believing in helping people out. So it's been really cool and fun to watch the process.
Well, it'll be fun to shoot a video for that. You should come up with something that you're really happy with, unless you've already got one done.
I would love to shoot a video for it, but everybody's got to wear a mask around here, so I don't know what's going on.
I got to figure out how to do it. Like, I think there's a lot of different. It gives you so much option, man. It really does. It's to me. It's just if you're just joining the show, LJ is with us with his new single, Chain Smoking, which is a huge departure from Seven Dust. But it is and it isn't. I guess to me, I could hear you guys doing something, a version of that with some heavier parts to it. And it doesn't sound strange to me because I'm used to the sound of your voice and the way it sounds.
Well, thank you. I need to get on the phone with you and Dixon and get a couple of cats from Kansas to back me up as far as the band, and we'll shoot a video here.
Sure.
Maybe put some people, the guys in the band for my solo thing, as far as right now, they could have masks on in my video, but just not me. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen what they built out at Strange? You know, that new stage they've got all kinds of possibilities out there.
That's incredible. What an amazing thing. It's kind of, you know, it's nothing that's crazy. I set up that we do in Florida for our live stream. We just got back. We did the second.
Congratulations.
Thank the Lord. That was a success, you know. So, yeah, it's cool. But, yeah, the Strange music setup is amazing. How incredible would it be to be on that stage performing?
Well, you know, I saw Joel yesterday. They were hanging out over at the land, and it's just been cold. They were taking out Christmas lights over at Dixon's, and I crossed paths with he and Milner. And, you know, one hello turned into a bottle and a half of whiskey and 5 hours of talking in the barn. So it's, you know, everybody's itching to get out there and do something, do anything, get together. We must have come up with 15 different ideas of projects that we could work on because everybody's just in this, you know, like you. You're just, this is what, you did something great with your time off, man. With this time you can't tour, you recorded this incredible song, you know, Chain Smoking. And I think we all feel like that, you know, like we just want to do something fun.
Oh, absolutely, you know, man. In 4 minutes there, and everyone is going through this crazy, navigating through this incredibly crazy world that we're living in right now. And for me, being an artist, and just like for the man that's not working, wherever he might work, or the woman, or whatever gender you are, I almost started feeling like I was losing myself. I'd go somewhere and somebody might recognize me. I'm like, were you still in the band? I'm like, I don't know.
Right? Seriously, everything feels like that.
Are you hiring here?
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody's on permanent hold. Hell, you and I haven't seen each other. It's just the way it is. Like, you know, it's you have your family, and it's too much to hang out in close proximity. So even you and I haven't hung out.
Absolutely. It's been the weirdest time, and I'm so, I still pray, because every day you pray and you hope that we're getting closer to the end of it, and then
I think we are.
Another week goes by, and it seems like we keep progressing, not only with COVID, but everything that's going on in the world.
You know, I watched all that labs, you know, I was off on vacation now, all of us, which, by the way, I can't take any more vacation. I can't. With nothing to do, it doesn't work for me.
Don't even
pay
vacation.
Yeah, no, it's just stupid. I feel like I'm throwing, like, it's time that you're given with money that you're getting paid from your job, but you feel like you're just standing in front of a fire throwing money into it. Like, you're like, I'm not getting anything for this at all. Like, I'm just wasting it.
Right. I'm at my house trying to act like I'm somewhere different, but I definitely know exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. It's so crazy to tell, because I've thought of it so many times, LJ. I think, man, he's only across town, and it just doesn't work. Because I have people in my life that I see, and there's people in the circle that, you know, but that doesn't mean I should expose LJ and his family. Like, I know that I've been careful, but, you know, it's we've all got to keep ourselves where we feel good about it.
Yeah, you're so right. And it's so, like I said, it's so crazy to navigate things, you know, won't hurt anyone's feelings. And now it's to the point to where it's like,
you know we've been being safe, and you guys have been being safe, too, but it's weird.
Man, you know my thing. If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it. Like, I know you guys have been careful. You understand, like, I'm such a weirdo. Like, at this point, if I get COVID at the end, I'm going to be so pissed. Because I tried so hard to not do it that I'm like, I'm going to be like, God, I'm not even worried about dying from it. I'm just, now it's just between me and COVID. I'm like, no, I'm not catching you. I'm not getting it. I'm going to get a goddamn vaccine, and that's the way it's going to be.
Absolutely. I'm telling you this right now. I'm the same way. I'm knocking on wood on this piano right now. The only reason I had to leave is to, do the live stream. Other than that, I would never leave. But it's so tightly ran. You know, I'm really afraid of that too, Johnny. The union that runs the facility that we jam in, this is the second time. If you go in there and if you itch your leg and poop weird, they don't sound right. They're kicking you out of there and sending you home and getting a COVID test. And I've been so lucky, like you said, not to be doing anything knuckleheadish or being around somebody that you don't know where they've been. So that's been very important, and also it's been very hard. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. So no one gets sick, you know? So I understand how you feel.
Yeah, no, it's been tough. And I'll tell you, and since we all know the same people, I had terrible news this week. And I wanted to fly out this weekend. But my friend Mojo in Detroit, that is a brother, has to have open heart surgery this week. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was heartbreaking. And it's hard to talk about. But he,
I'm so sorry, brother. Hey, I'll pray on
but
that.
The point was that I was going to make is that I wanted to get on a plane this Saturday. When I heard about it, I went, man, I want to, before he goes in, because I know I couldn't go up there if he went to him right before he has to have this. I'm like, I can't.
Oh, wow.
There's just, you know what I mean? Like, I was instantly like, I'm just going to go to the airport and buy a ticket and go. And you can't. You just can't, man. And it's terrible to not see somebody.
I got chill bumps right now. You know what? And thank you and thank his family for you thinking about that way and not being selfish. You know what I mean? And being the guy that I know I'm going to make it, I'll be okay. But you're thinking about not just you, you're thinking about him, the people at the hospital, his mom and his daddy. You know, it kind of goes down, it trickles, and that's what everyone needs to think about.
Well, that's it. Because in our heart, you know, it is selfish. It is. I want to see him. And you know, I can spin it like, he needs to see me to know that I care, which isn't true at all. But the truth is, you know, before he faces something like that, you want to go, I don't know, you want to go see somebody. And it is selfish, and you have to, it's hard, man, because you really got to be honest with yourself and just go, I can't do it, and it's awful.
Absolutely. Wow, man. Well, I hate to hear that news, but we'll pray on that. I'm sure I know he's a strong man, so he's going to make it through. We'll just stay positive on it.
Yeah.
And, well, on a good note, I just got to say, somebody just ran downstairs and they go say good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what's going on, Jada? Hey, King, what's going on? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Have you?
Kingston's gone. They said nothing. Kingston's, of course, standing here in his underwear, his shirt off.
King, I don't even know why you need the underwear. You're super kick-ass without it, man. You should run through the neighborhood naked.
Man. He is awesome. Last night, something weird happened. Jade all of a sudden picked up the electric guitar, went in Kingston's room and got on the amp, and went in her room and she was watching YouTube and she was watching the guy in guitar lessons and playing, what is it, the White Stripes song, I'm Going to Wichita.
Nice.
And she goes in the Kingston's room, and I plugged the amp up for her, and I put her on, we let the strap down, and she looks at me, she's like, Dad, those ukulele lessons are great and everything, but the electric guitar is a lot easier to learn. And I said, okay, well, let me see you do it. And I turned around and walked out. Went in the bedroom and came back, and I heard dung, 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 and she's in there playing the song and learned it. And it's like, no, what's the note?
12, 12, 15, 12, 10, 8, 7.
Okay, so I can't read music, but I'm like, okay, well. I was like, dang it. All right, it's in the blood, I guess. See you later. I'm out of here. Let's start this band again. Nah.
That's going to be great. Good for you, Jada, which that doesn't surprise me at all that she's got that ability. It's that sounds about dead on. And, of course, the king is destined to live up to his name and become whatever super magical creature he wants to be. But I haven't got a video from King in a while.
Oh, well, he's getting ready to start it up again. He had to take a little break. He was tired of all the hype and everything. So he's ready to start back up.
Yeah, recharge your batteries, find his muse.
too many ladies are after him, so we had to take it easy.
Dude, let me tell you something. Kingston will wind up only the way a fearless young person can do. with no fear about anything and just so much fun to watch when he gets into a song or he writes his own song. It's just, you realize that's the thing you have to be able to harness later on. And I'm sure you got to do it before you get on stage. You have to become another fearless human being to watch out and become the lead singer of Seven Dust, to come out and do your own solo stuff. You have to really be so fearless and unafraid of the judgment and the thoughts, and you have to believe in yourself.
Oh, completely. In my own mind, I'm definitely some kind of weird, unseen superhero when I get ready to go on stage.
Sure. That's the only way.
If I took my gear off, it would be like this really cool, bright, different color spandex suit.
Mm-hmm.
with a gold belt and a gold gun on it. I'm like, what's going on around here? We thought that was him.
Would you say, LeJean, though, that, and here's the thing about lead singers, especially the powerful one and the greats, there's a transition you make. You don't just walk out of your bus onto the stage. There's something inside your head, and I've watched it over and over again. The guys who I think are amazing singers, there's a place they go that they don't live in all the time.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's a definite. I sometimes put it in the sense of it's serenity for me. It's a moment in my time where things that really, really matter kind of fade away before you get lost in the moment of the music, which is the whole reason I still do it, because I feel like it's a healer. So for me, that moment of not just me, but any band that I see, and I appreciate that's the time where, yeah, we get to disappear for a minute. So it's an alternate world almost, man. Music brings back so many emotions and feelings, that's where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at when I'm on that stage, but I'm not worrying about getting in trouble or paying that bill that might be late, because everybody's going through those type of things, you know. So yeah, the music is still a healer, and that's another thing that I want to say to you guys, radio station, and what you guys do and how you touch lives. You keep us moving, you keep us focused. I feel like the human being still works more accurately to music, and we kind of live our life in a better way if we listen to it too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you're just joining the show, LeJean Witherspoon, the new solo single Chainsmoking, and you can get that, you can download it today. Can you go to Apple and get it on all the digital platforms?
It's crazy, you can get it everywhere, man. And we did that by ourselves. Me and Ash sat down on the computer and almost got a divorce 3 times, but it was very hard.
Listen, you know what I know, man. It's very hard to do things together.
Oh, my God. I remember one time she said, get back here. And I was like, I'm scared. We made it through it. You know, we got all this proper, outlets and everything. It's so weird, Johnny. You don't realize it when you do something by yourself before in getting involved with the record company and different people. I didn't realize there were so many people that wanted to use my name and have fights. And I'm like, well, who's this guy? And who's this guy? So I had to go in and delete some stuff. I had to buy all my names and all kind of crazy stuff.
Isn't that crazy, man?
It's crazy. Hopefully it'll get out there to people. I've kind of seen we got some feedback back from people in Brazil, bought it all around the world. They're jamming it. So it's fun. You know, I never thought that people would get into it as much as they are. But again, thank you for spending it here in Kansas. So I feel like I kind of confused people right here right now.
Good.
So I had to wait for contractual stuff to be able to release some of my music. And so in a sense, I'm kind of a free agent.
Right, right.
An artist.
Well, and that's...
Go ahead and say that. Now somebody's going to see me and be like, man, so you're not playing for the Chiefs no more?
Dude, I can't see where anybody, I mean, look, the internet's always going to be the internet, LJ, but anybody who really loves music, you just love that song immediately because it just makes you feel better. And it doesn't have to be Seven Dust. It's again, if you have a hot rod or a motorcycle that goes faster than the speed limit, just because everybody thinks you should stay at your speed limit doesn't mean you should, man. Maybe sometimes you stretch it out, and that's what you're doing with this, is you have this ability to sing. I mean, an incredible, truly God-given gift, a sound and a throat that was formed and shaped over the years, and an ability that most don't have, 99.9%. And it'd be a goddamn shame if you didn't use it to do everything that you can do with it.
Oh, wow. Man, Johnny, thank you so much. You made my day. And I also let everybody know, the Chainsmoking song is definitely something that's different that I do, but I kind of veer off the train tracks. But don't worry, I get back on them here and there. So still some heavy stuff on my solo stuff, but I just, like I said, I wanted to be able to set myself apart and be in a room and everybody can sing, but God, dog, wait a minute. Did you hear what that guy did? You know, that's different than what everyone else is doing in this
Avenue. So
listen,
that's what I want to do, and I'm hoping that people get that.
Only thing I'm disappointed in is your inability to send me stuff before the rest of the world gets it.
You know, I didn't want to bother you, and I couldn't
shut
get that.
Your shut your shut shut it.
I could have done that very easily. I don't know if it would have caused another argument because something would have been sent from the computer, but I'm
going to
figure it out.
I would love to hear it. Because I'm genuinely
you know what?
Excited.
I'll send it to you after. I'll send it to you right after you get off.
All right, brother. Listen, I love you. I love Jada, King, Ash, everybody. Everybody is fine. Everybody's good on my side. I swear to God, we got to figure out a way to at least spend some time together. If it's warm enough, if we get a warm day, you ought to come out to Disgrace Land and bring the kids because the ducks are in the building and they can check them out. And then there's, I'm not kidding. At this point, I'm spending so much money feeding deer. I have corn. I have deer pellets for protein and then peanuts for fat and apples as well. So they have a balanced diet. And every day, there's like 12 deer that show up and stand around. They're like, you going to put some in the pen? Because we got to get some of this now. The kids will love it.
I can't wait to get over. I wanted to tell you something before we get off. So we do our nightly drives with the kids still. Kind of slow down a little bit now, Christmas stuff. But we go out to look at different, you know, Christmas lights and us. So we go over and, you know, we're neighbors with Dixon and them, a couple streets across. I'm like, man, this is great. And look at all the lights. And then all of a sudden, out of side view of my out of circular vision, I see, I don't know what it is, but it's like taking over the whole world, it seems like. And as I'm riding up, there's a big truck in front of Dixon's house. And a snowman the size of the Empire State Building. You have something to do with that.
Yeah, I may or may not have had something to do with that. The kids and he, it was, and I'm a little out of school because it's their personal thing, but, you know, Jess lost her mom. And and it was a hard year for her. And this was the first Thanksgiving. And so they were going to spend time with her father. And when they were gone, we just wanted to do something, you know, something different. So when they came home, there was a feel to it. And that turned into a string of lights, which turned into Milner and Joel hanging all those lights. And I'm like, well, I've got some other stuff. Let's get this together. So all of a sudden that turned into another thing. And then then it became hiding Christmas trees inside kids' bedrooms and Homer Simpsons that sang song. Like it became a full 2-day affair of just ridiculousness for them to come home to, just, you know, hoping that it helped make their year a little better.
And I'm sure it did. It was awesome. It had to be a spot that we drove past every night just to see the big snowman. So it was good for us, too, man. And I tell you what, it melts my heart, and it lets you know that there are people and there's family out there that still care about each other. And I feel like you sending that type of love out, I wish more people would do that. Because at the end of the day, we have to continue to love each other and show each other that we do care. And that's really cool that you did that, brother.
I love you, brother. And, look, we're going to figure this out. And I know there's stuff we got to watch out for, and everybody wants to stay well. But let's figure out a time to see each other.
Absolutely. It's going to be sunny this week, man. I cannot wait to open up my garages and hang out and look at my neighbors and walk back in when someone tries to get too close to me. But
yeah, that's it. That's it. That's right. Everybody
get back in the house. He's with me. Hurry up. Come on.
Fact. All right. Well, give my love to everybody, and I'll call you after show. All right. This chain smoking. So if you don't know, I'm going to give you a little piece of it again so you can really appreciate it in your cars. Turn it up. Not one actual instrument. Everything he's doing is with his voice. It's tracked over. And if you listen closely, you can hear that part. But at first, when I heard it through the speakers, I couldn't tell that was what was happening. I thought it was an actual guitar part.
We'll watch the waters rise and await it by the shore. Take me on top of the world and leave me on the floor. You say we were meant to be, but I'm seeing your honesty. And I'll be up casually when morning comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.